Welcome back to DNB College. Today we're building a clean rag a cut from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and we're shaping it for that jungle and old school DNB energy. The goal here is not just to chop up a vocal and slap delay on it. We want something tight, rhythmic, and useful. Something that behaves like part of the track. Something that can hit like a hook, a drop accent, or a call and response phrase that gives the tune proper attitude. In jungle and old school influenced DNB, a rag a cut can do a lot of heavy lifting. It can signal the drop, add menace, create tension, or just give the track the human edge that stops everything feeling like pure drum programming. And technically, it matters because vocal chops can get messy fast. Too much low mid body, too much stereo smear, or edits that are too vague rhythmically will make the whole thing blur. So our mission is to keep the cut punchy, readable, and locked to the groove. Start with a vocal phrase that already has character. You want something with attitude in the mid-range, something percussive, something with strong consonants like T, K, D, or R. The best source is often a phrase that already has its own rhythm. That makes the editing much easier, because the sample is doing some of the work for you. What to listen for here is simple. First, does the vocal have a sharp attack that can cut through a break? Second, can it still sound good when you shorten it? If the answer is yes, you've got a good candidate. If you're choosing between a rough, punchy phrase and a longer lyrical one, the rougher phrase usually wins for harder jungle cuts. A longer one can still work, but it tends to feel more chant-like or spaced out. Once you've got the sample, get it into Ableton and make sure it sits in time with your project tempo. If you need to warp it, keep it simple. You're not trying to destroy the vocal. You're trying to preserve its shape and line it up musically. Trim away dead space so the phrase starts quickly, and nudge it so the strongest word lands somewhere useful, often right on or just before a strong beat. Why this works in DNB is because the drum phrasing is so important. Jungle and old school DNB live and die by pocket. If the vocal floats around the grid too loosely, the whole drop can feel lazy. If it lands with purpose, it feels like part of the rhythm section. A good workflow move here is to duplicate the audio track and keep one version untouched. That way you always have a safe backup while you experiment with more aggressive edits. That little habit saves a lot of time. Now we slice. You do not need to chop every breath and at every tiny syllable. In fact, that usually kills the attitude. Keep the most useful pieces. Maybe one clean attack, one mid-phrase syllable, and one tail if it has good texture. Think in terms of hit, reply, hit, tail. That's the kind of shape that works in a jungle drop. It feels like a ghost percussion line with personality. If a slice clicks or feels too abrupt, add a tiny fade or move the edit point slightly. You're aiming for clean transients, not microscopic perfection. The idea is to make the vocal feel deliberate, not accidental. Now build a simple 2-bar or 4-bar call and response pattern. Start with one strong hit on beat 1 or the upbeat before 2. Then let the next phrase answer it. Leave a bit of space so the snare can speak. That matters a lot. The snare is usually the boss in jungle and old school DNB, so if the vocal is sitting on top of every snare hit, the groove can lose its authority. What to listen for is whether the vocal is answering the drums or stepping on them. It should feel like a phrase inside the rhythm, not just repeated noise. Once the rhythm feels good, shape the sound. You can stay very simple here. A clean beginner chain might be EQ8, then saturator, then maybe a touch of compressor. If the clip already works, you may not need much more than that. High pass the vocal somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz to clear out sub-clutter. If it sounds boxy, gently cut some of the 250 to 500 Hz range. If it needs more presence, a small boost around 1.5 to 3 kHz can help it speak. Then use saturator for some grit, maybe just a couple dB at first. If the vocal is too shiny or modern, use a filter to darken it a bit. You want it gritty, not polished pop clean. Rag a cuts need enough mid-range edge to cut through breakbeats, but they do not need to occupy the low end. A little compression can help if the phrase has uneven levels. Keep it modest. You want the loud syllables and quiet syllables to sit closer together, but you do not want to flatten the life out of it. Try a ratio around 2:1 to 4:1, a medium attack, so the consonants still bite, and a release that breathes with a groove. Only a few dB of gain reduction is usually enough. What to listen for now is whether the vocal starts to feel locked in. Does the phrase groove with the break a little more after compression? Does it keep its punch, or has it become too soft and blunted? If it still feels strong, commit it and move on. In DNB, printing a good chop early is often better than endlessly polishing it. Now comes the most important check. put the vocal in the actual context of the track. Loop it with a break and bass. This is where a lot of people realize the vocal that sounded great solo is actually fighting the low end. Check whether it masks the snare crack. Check whether it clashes with the bass attack. Check whether the offbeat phrasing supports the swing of the drums. If it feels crowded, trim the tail and tighten the EQ. If the vocal is still muddy, the problem is often that too much low mid energy is hanging around. Clean that up and the whole drop usually opens right out. At this point, you can choose the flavor. You've got two strong options. Option 1 is raw and damaged. Push the saturation a little harder. Keep more bark in the mids and let the edge show. That's great for darker jungle, ravey old school energy and rewind moments that need attitude. Option 2 is controlled and clean. Keep the saturation lighter, clean up the mud, and make it easier to sit in a more polished mix. That's usually better if the drums are already chaotic, or if the bass design is really detailed and you need space. Neither is right or wrong. It depends on the personality of the tune. If the track is stripped back and needs danger, go raw. If the arrangement is already dense, go controlled. Now add movement across the arrangement. A raga cut should not stay identical from start to finish. Automate filter cutoff, volume, or a reverb send so the phrase develops as the track moves. For example, you might tease a filtered fragment in the intro, bring in the full hook on the first drop, thin it out in the middle, and then return with a slightly altered version on the second drop. That kind of development keeps the tune DJ-friendly and stops the vocal from feeling like a loop that just repeats forever. It also makes the second drop feel like an upgrade instead of a copy. A really useful bonus tip is to keep the core vocal body centered and avoid making the main phrase too wide. Short delays and reverbs can add space, but keep them filtered so they do not cloud the kick and sub. In mono, the vocal still needs to read clearly. That's a big club system reality check. And here's another one. If you are not sure whether to keep processing, compare the vocal against the bass weight, not against silence. A cut can sound huge on its own and still be too muddy once the sub arrives. The real test is always the full rhythm section. What to listen for at this stage is whether the vocal is starting to feel like a rhythmic weapon inside the track. If you mute it and the drop loses character, that's a great sign. If you unmute it and the groove feels more dangerous, more alive, more finished, then you're on the right path. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't leave too much low mid body in the vocal. Don't chop every syllable so tightly that the phrase loses its human shape. Don't put the vocal on top of every snare unless you really mean to. Don't drown it in reverb. And don't oversaturate it until the consonants disappear. The best raga cuts usually have clarity first, attitude second, and processing third. If you want to go a bit darker and heavier, one good approach is to print a dirty version and a clean version. Keep both. Sometimes the dirty one wins in the drop, and the cleaner one works better in the intro or breakdown. Another great trick is to let one single word or syllable carry the whole identity. You do not need the whole phrase to be loud all the time. In fact, one strong anchor word often hits harder than a busy chopped-up line. So let's bring it together. A great raga cut in Ableton Live 12 is about rhythm, space, and attitude. Pick a vocal with strong character. Chop it into a musical shape. Keep the low end out of the way. Use EQ, saturation, and light compression to make it punch without blurring the groove. Then place it with the drums and bass early, because that is where the truth shows up. If it sounds like part of the rhythm section, you've nailed it. Now take the mini practice challenge. Build a 2-bar raga cut using one vocal sample, no more than 3 stock devices, and one automation move. Keep it simple, keep it tight, and bounce one processed version to audio. Then listen back and ask yourself 3 things. Can you understand the phrase when the full beat plays? Does the snare still punch through? And does the vocal feel like part of the groove instead of floating on top? If you can answer yes to all 3, you've built a proper usable raga cut. That's a real DNB tool, not just a sample. Lock it in, trust your ears, and keep going.